Tucker is a simp. Why is it only women sticking to their guns? Like who, Tulsi? And I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Epic song.
Well, the song sounds dumb, but you know what I discovered about Tucker? I saw this clip of him on Fox and Friends from years ago, and he said that he's known his wife since the first week of 10th grade. He married his high school sweetheart. They met when they were 15.
How about this? How did you guys meet? I mean, is it true you've been together since you're like 15 or something 15. Crazy?
That's yeah. Crazy.
Met the first week of 10th grade.
And in that moment, I immediately understood everything. Of course, the guy that married his high school sweetheart is going to be totally blue-pilled about women. Obviously. So how old is Tucker now? He's got to be in his 50s. So what year did they meet? That just goes to show how out of touch he is. So if he was born in 69 and he met his high school sweetheart in what, 84, 83? So you met your rich, white, pretty girlfriend when you were 15 years old in the 10th grade at your private rich school with, I don't know what the tuition is there, but it's expensive. You met her, you married her. I guess they got married about 20 years later or maybe 7 years after they met. Now you're the authority on women. That just goes to show how out of touch you are. If only it were that simple. Tucker says, yeah, just marry your high school sweetheart that you never stopped dating from the time you were 15. Just marry the rich white blonde girl you met at your private school on the East Coast. Just do that. Just do that. It's easy. Well, you know, Tucker, it's easy to say that you love women. It's easy to say that women aren't the problem and you love women and women are so amazing and blah, 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 when that's the arrangement. Most people are not able to have that arrangement. First of all, our generation is already a minority. That's first. Most Zoomers and Gen Alpha growing up in a major metro, they're already a minority. So there's not even a lot of white people at their school, period. Second of all, they also have OnlyFans and Snapchat and Instagram. So I'm sure growing up in the 80s, there was no phenomenon of like every girl has their nudes on Snapchat and every guy has seen every girl's nudes. But that happens with regularity now in high schools and middle schools. You also didn't have internet pornography. You also didn't have girls literally turning 18 and getting on OnlyFans. Like, it's a different world now. Women are different. Men are different. It's not the fucking 80s. It's not Fast Times at Ridgemont High, bro. Not everybody is growing up in a rich white boarding school in what, Rhode Island or whatever, and wherever you grew up, California, where all the girls are blonde and their dads are loaded. It's a different world. So he meets his girlfriend when they're 15. And you know what? God bless. I'm not bitter about it. Like, good for you. That's how it should be. I'm in favor of that. God bless. That's how it should be. Good for you. If that's how it worked, I think everybody would be happy. If it was still like that, nobody would have a problem. There'd be no women-hating incels. There'd be no women-hating lookist, black pill, whatever. But it isn't like that anymore. It isn't the 80s when California was an ethno state for white people, you know, for beautiful blonde white people. And you're in a $20,000 a year, you know, high school, private high school, and you marry your college sweetheart that you never stopped seeing from the time you were in English class in your sophomore year. If everybody had that, yeah, I think everybody would be totally happy, but it isn't like that. It isn't like that at all. So that's the issue. But doesn't that explain everything? Because he brings me on the show and he's like, you beat up on girls. It's like, okay, so you never moved on past sophomore year. That's why you don't get it. You met your first girlfriend at age 15 and she became your wife and you had kids with her and all that went down in the 80s in California. So that's why you have this completely naive and immature view of women. Because that's your situation. Oh, obviously, You think I'm beating up on those poor girls. I'm sure Tucker's wife, she probably is an angel. If a girl pair bonds with a guy her sophomore year, and that's the only guy she's ever had sex with, and has only known intimacy with one guy, and it's you, from the time she was a teenager, yeah, I'm sure she is probably as close to the ideal as a girl could be. But that's not what we're dealing with. Guys in this day and age are dealing with a girl with a double-digit body count. Try that one on for size, Tucker. You think I'm beating up on girls? Try talking to a girl and you know that she's got a double-digit body count, okay? And think about, try imagining that. Picture that. Let me paint a picture for you. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, huge body counts. Picture this and all that that entails. Birth control, BPD, and, you know, they have an OnlyFans on the side and, you know, they're on Instagram with 10,000 DM requests from football players and Saudi oil sheiks and this, that, you know, he goes, he beats up on girls. Dude, honestly, most girls need to get their ass kicked in this day and age. Isn't that true? Most girls need to get their fucking ass kicked by their dad. Because it's not like it was in 1983, bro, okay? It ain't the summer of 69 like all you fucking boomers think it is. Totally insane, yeah. Well, I married my high school sweetheart. She never slept with another guy or thought about another guy. And I think girls are doing just fine. It's like, really? Because most guys are on Tinder and they get two matches. Most guys go on a date and their girl has 100 bodies and they fucking lie about it. You know, and all they do is fucking lie. And he go, he beats up on girls. He's a gay, woman-hating misogynist that beats up on girls. Okay, bro, whatever, man. You just don't get it. You ask your son. Your son is chopped. Ask him. Your son's fucking chopped. Ask him how the search is going. Oh, wait, he's a Nepo baby too. But he's probably dealing with the same stuff. So, am I right or am I wrong? Seriously, this is the guy that said, sorry, I called you gay. He literally said that I beat up on girls. He said, well, I disagree with him. I disagree with anybody that beats up on girls. Oh, I beat up on girls. Grow up. Can you grow up, pussy whip boy? I know your wife is honest. I'm not even being sarcastic. Your wife is probably an angel. And congratulations, you literally won the lottery. Your parents are rich. You got trust funds on trust funds. You were born before the third world rapification of America. You got to live in California before it got filled up with Mexicans. And you went to a $20,000 a year private high school and you met a blonde Protestant girl whose parents are loaded and she never had another boyfriend and you got married. I'm sure she's probably an angel, and God bless you. Good for you. But for those of us that were born a little bit later, missed it by that much. You know, it's a little different. Those of us that are growing up in the 2010s, the 2020s, it's a little bit different. You know, your wife wasn't dating AI. Your wife wasn't dating a tentacle monster on AI. Your wife never had a romantic relationship with a tentacle monster on ChatGPT. That's the difference, okay? Your wife never considered having a spicy page, blue page in bio. She never had you taking pictures of her for her at the beach for her Instagram. So the horny non-white guys and football players can slide in. She didn't have 100 bodies because there was still a culture of shame about that kind of stuff. Maybe she got one. Probably not if you met when you were 15, unless you had a break or something. It's a different world. So, and by the way, so that's my message for Tucker. But for everybody else, this is a lesson to all the young men out there. Don't listen to these boomers, because that's their world. They live in a completely fucking different world. So when you hear these boomers say, get married young, have more kids than you can afford, like, consider the source. Consider the source. That would be like, you know, Barron Trump going to a homeless crack baby and saying, I don't know, did you try getting a job? Or like, no, I was born addicted to crack. You know, like, that would be like somebody, that would be like Elon Musk's, you know, transgender son, Vivian Musk, going to some homeless crack baby who's living in a Motel 8 on the side of Mannheim Road and saying, I don't know, did you try getting a job? Why don't you try learning to code? That's what my dad did. So it's a different world. I saw that clip and I'm like, oh, so that's what, so that's why he thinks I'm like some disgusting human being. Because he watches my show where I'm like, we need to kick women's ass. And he's like, why would you want to beat up on my wife? She's an angel. We met when we were 15 and we kissed at the drive-in movie. And then we went to third base, you know, 10 years later after we got married. Like, bro, it's a different, we're in a different universe now. We're in a different dimension. You know, women are put on birth control when they're 15 now. They literally have 7 bodies by the time they're 19. They go to college. They fuck 100 guys in their freshman year. They start an OnlyFans or a Patreon or seeking arrangements or whatever. They're fucking evil. And guys go to women with a bouquet of flowers and a gift and, you know, text messages, pickup lines. Oh, I love you. You know, I want this. I want to cuddle, blah, blah. And women, their roster, their bench is 1,000 dicks deep. It's literally 1,000 deep. You know, the hypergamy situation, you have 100,000 guys competing for the same, like, mid white girl. And it's guys, it's an age range of like 18 to 50. Net worth ranging from, you know, zero to $1 billion. You literally need to be a billionaire. Even if you're a low millionaire, it's not good enough. You could be a guy making like 150 grand a year at age like 19 or 20. And they'll still be like, I'm talking to this guy that's 29 and he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. He has $1 billion. He has a $15 million mansion in Coconut Grove. You know, it's just like hypergamy is real. Watch clavicular. As the prophet said, dude, clavicular is like the prophet. Tales, sayings of the prophet clavicular. Like, all you need to do is watch clavicular stream. How many of these do you need to see where it's like, there's a picture on Instagram of like a good looking guy, a good ass looking guy. Pause. Okay. That's gay. It's objectively, it's true. These are good looking guys that are well-dressed and clean and facially attractive, same age peers. And they're with their girl at homecoming or prom or whatever. And you see that same girl slutting out at the club, bussing it down for clavicular in the Sprinter van. That has happened like 4 times in the past 4 weeks that we know about. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to see. And then they get caught. They're like, wait, is this live? Oh my gosh, I need to go. Oh my gosh, I made a big mistake. You fucking whore. You got caught. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing. Beating up on girls. Who's looking out for the men? Is that gay to look out for men? All men are kings. What about the men? What about the fellas? What about the homies? What about the boys? You know, and for the mothers, what about your sons, huh? The young men are renting a tuxedo. You know, they're getting their corsage for prom. I hope she likes me. Going out to the prom. And then where is she? She's on the Sprinter van with clavicular, shaking her fat little ass. Shaking her disgusting flat ass. No, it's not fat. Shaking her flat ass. Bussing it down. For King Clavicular. On the Sprinter van. And she's leaving homie on red. She's leaving bro on red. Bro's jester maxing. She's leaving bro on red. Bro is literally in the bar pleading, don't go with Clav. She goes, I don't care. I don't know you. It's crazy. It's fucking insane. It's very dark. It's actually very dark and brutal. And people like Tucker, they're doing a disservice because they grew up in La La Land. Like they're living in a movie. It's like when you take movies too seriously, you know? Like you live in a different reality, so I'm not going to take your advice. The way he talks about women, they're so mysterious. No, they just lie, dude. They just lie and they're whores. Not all of them, but like it is a serious problem. And you can't say we're beating up on women for calling it out. Let me be serious for a moment. Obviously, not every woman is a whore. But this is a serious problem of a lot of them are acting like whores. There's no guardrails. There's no standards. There's no limiting principle to this. And it is a cultural and social contagion. And we have to call it out. It's a real problem and it's extremely dark. And if you call it out, I guess too zealously, people say, oh, you're beating up on those poor girls. Oh, the men need to become worthy. And guys buy into this. They say, we need to become worthy. Become worthy. Crazy. Anyway. And then you know what else they said? This was great. So him and his wife were on Fox and Friends, and the host said, so what do you make Tucker do on Mother's Day? What do you demand from him on Mother's Day? And she goes, there's some parts of our marriage I don't want to talk about.
What do you That's demand from him on Mother's Day? Like, do this for me. You
there are some
the
things between a husband and a wife that we keep to ourselves. Anna's trying to...
So what do you think that means? What do you think that means? They go to Tucker's wife. They go, what does he do for you on Mother's Day? What do you make him do for you on Mother's Day? And she goes, well, I'm not going to say everything about our marriage. It's like, wow. And that's just the cherry on top, folks. And that's just the cherry on top, you know? Yeah, it's a cold world out there. Better get a coat. It's a cold world. Better get a coat. Yeah, she goes, I don't want to say what he does for me on Mother's Day. I have a few guesses. It's what he does with all women on the show. Oh, they're beautiful creatures and they're never at fault. It's the men need to get serious. Stop playing video games, bro. If men stop playing video games, they would justifiably commit suicides and homicides.
Always grow up.